Friends of Kurt LaHaye's have made fun of him for years because he keeps an 8-month supply of food in his basement. He also keeps enough fuel to power his generator for almost a whole winter. But those friends who used to call him paranoid are not laughing anymore. That is because store shelves in many places in the United States have been emptied by people buying as much as they can. Many people are worried that they will have to quarantine in their homes for weeks. Basic products, including food, medicines, disinfectant, and toilet paper, are now hard to find in some places. Now my friends are like, "What should I do? What should I get?" LaHaye's said. LaHaye's operates a gun and safety training business in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. He added, "Prepping doesn't look so bad now." Prepping is short for preparing. There is a community across the country of preppers, people who keep large amounts of supplies in case of a disaster. Now their preparations seem like a good idea. We're not laughing, we're not saying "I told you so" when people are out there fighting over toilet paper and hand sanitizers, said Paul Boucher. Boucher is one of 32 members of a group in northeastern Ohio that shares a farm where supplies of water and food that could last for years are kept. He said he is getting requests for advice all the time. John Ramey helped start a website for preppers called The Prepared. It provides information about survival and emergency preparedness. Every single business that has to do with emergency preparedness is overloaded, he said. People who keep large amounts of emergency supplies are often shown on television or in movies as people who also keep a lot of weapons. These are often called doomsday preppers. But Ramey said that is not the case for most. The vast majority of this is beans and Band-Aids, not bullets and bunkers. Jim Cobb is a disaster readiness advisor and works for Prepper Survival Guide magazine. He dislikes the idea of other preppers gloating about people crowding stores in search of disinfectants. But he notes, for once they're not laughing and pointing fingers at us. The new coronavirus is at the heart of the drive to buy and keep large amounts of needed products. Most people who get infected, however, do not have strong signs of the disease and recover quickly. There is a bigger danger for older adults with existing health problems who may take a long time to recover. Experts urge everyone to take common sense measures like keeping a distance from people, washing hands often, and covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough. If you have signs of being sick, stay home. Preppers are offering additional readiness measures. They say be ready to stay at home for 2 weeks and have a lot of food and water supplies saved. They say don't forget medicine and products needed for pets if you have them. Keep needed products like toilet paper, but also disinfectant cleaning supplies and protective things like eye protection and gloves. Make sure your finances are organized and you have enough money to pay bills for a period of time. Finally, relax and do not worry too much, but pay attention to the news and what is going on around you. I'm Mario Ritter, Jr.